We are continuing now on part two of who should plant churches. We've already looked at why plant healthy churches. We are now talking about who should plant churches. We are going to continue our boot camp or our intensive training on church planting with what does the church we're going to establish look like. We're also going to look at what steps should we take to plant a church. When we look at who should plant churches, we've already looked at several of the basic features of that, of what a successful church planter looks like. We've looked at visionary. We've looked at self-motivated. We've looked at involves others, that a church planter reaches non-believers. And we've also looked at have spousal support. So now we're going to continue with who is a successful church planter. So as you think about church planting, let's continue on our discussion. We're going to talk today about relates well with others, one who is dedicated to holistic church growth, one who responds to the community, one who uses the gifts of others, one who is flexible. Are you flexible? Are you one who maintains the unity of the church, adapts to the context, and practices their faith? So we're going to continue now with our dedicated to the holistic growth of the church. So the planter of healthy churches believes in holistic church growth. He or she seeks not only numerical growth, but also organic and spiritual growth. The church planter should grow in the following areas. The believers grow spiritually. The church should grow organically. The church should grow exponentially. And bringing that all together is the importance of follow-up. A planter who is given to hospitality. Now, when we talk about holistic growth, what we're talking about here is that when you grow a church, it's not a program, like the program of a church. It's very much about people. It's very much about growing spiritually. If someone comes to you, there's a reason they are interested in coming to your church. And there's a relational group of people that are involved with you. And when you're growing, you're not dying. It's very much organic. It's very much something that happens spontaneously, something that happens exponentially. And these are these things that are a dedication of the church planter. And if you're dedicated to that holistic approach, it can be very effective in reaching the community. The church planter needs to respond to the community. The church planter should know what the community is like and guide the church to relate to it. The planter responds to the needs of the community. This enables him to get to know more and more what the community is like and how the church can serve it. Congregations that get involved with and focus on the needs of their community are going to have a greater penetration into the community and would be more accepted by them. As it says in Mark 8, verse 1 and 2, during those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Here is Jesus looking at the needs of his community. Now, when we respond to the needs of our community, one thing I want to make it very clear is we are still responding to that village that we're called to reach, because we can best respond to the needs of that village. When Jesus fed the 5,000, he knew exactly what they ate. He knew how best to serve them. Sometimes church planters can get into the idea where I'm really part spiritually of this one community and I go to another community that I don't even understand. I don't even understand the needs of the community. We're going to talk about that later in this course, about how to understand who your community is and how to reach your community appropriately. A church planter uses the gifts of others. The successful church planter knows how to use the gifts of others in different aspects of ministry. He or she motivates and involves others according to their gifts in order to accomplish greater results. Ephesians 4:1-11 says, It is He who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith, in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So, utilizing the gifts of others is very, very important in helping people find those gifts. You know, there are many types of tools out there for identification of gifts, and church planters would use those tools, but most importantly, they have this idea that they're going to identify other people's gifts and put them to use for the glory of God. Church planters are flexible. Are you flexible? The church planter recognizes that that things do not always happen according to expectations, and even less so when planting a community of believers. He needs to be able to make changes as situations required. Now, I just want to put two recommendations out there for you. One, working with human beings requires flexibility, since each person has his own will, his own ideas, and her own desires. Remember that. And also, the church planter should not interpret the suggestions of others as mandates, because every idea is a good one. Being willing to consider people's ideas does not mean doing whatever others say without thinking things through. So in being flexible, the church planter, number one, watches their expectations, that the expectation is going to be more like, we'll see what God brings about. Let's adjust as things happen. Let's hope for certain things, but let's expect what God does is what God does. You know, as a church planter, after planting many, many churches, I've learned sort of to set lower expectations about what may or may not happen, and celebrate what does happen. And then change course, be teachable. If something's not working, say fine. You know, one of the things I've learned is when we start something like, well, let's try one event and see if that's what we ought to do, as opposed to let's create a program with high expectations. And then if they fail, the church planter has to sort of help people get through the failure, rather than trying something as it is in itself a success. Do church planters, are you one who can maintain unity in the church? The church planter knows how to create environments and spaces to foment commitment and fellowship. He or she knows how to deal with conflict in a healthy way, modeling patience, good listening, and respect for people with whom he or she disagrees. Romans 12, verse 5. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. The church planter isn't only concerned about bringing new sheep into the fold. He also works to unite them into a single body. For a body to work well, it has to be unified, joined by the same cohesive understanding. The church is a cohesive body of individual believers who need structure, reason, purpose in order to be joined together and minister. The strength of the church is in its unity. I'll tell you, a church planter who creates divisions, who creates people that pit against each other, this church will not stand. A church where the big issues are the big issues and you don't sweat the small stuff, these are the types of things that bring about church planting. Now, I know in church planting, that's a big task, because we really will have very different people, and to bring them on the same page can be challenging. But maintaining the unity, seeing the big picture stuff, seeing the, as we say in the USA, the forest from the trees, is very important in being a church planter. A next characteristic is to show adaptability to the context. Where you are, can you adapt the local organization to the specific culture where you live? The church planter adapts to his environment and identifies with his new context. He should be a Roman to the Romans and a Greek to the Greeks. Paul requires Titus to submit to circumcision in order to not offend the Jews. A good church planter is willing to leave behind his citizenship, culture, and preference, understanding his surroundings and accepting the necessary changes in order to reach the lost. Now, having said that, I believe that when we think about this in a nuanced way, in various ways, if you are a church planter that's going to an entire different group than your own village type, then you really have to be very self-aware of fitting in. If you are reaching those who are more like your village type, then it's still important to adapt to what the unchurched people would perceive their needs as to what the church people would perceive their needs. So adaptability to the context is important across the board. A church planter is one who practice their faith. Do you practice your faith? No legitimate planter lives by his own efforts, but by the power of God. The planter lives out his faith and believes in the faithfulness of God to provide everything necessary to reach the goal. Not by might nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord, Zechariah 4:6. Some work hard for the Lord, but forget that the Lord is the one who does the work. The desired results do not always come quickly. The church planter must have faith that the Lord will bring about the fruits at the proper time. So really, planting a church comes out of your walk, your faith. Now, there could be other characteristics not mentioned, and you've seen these 13 characteristics, and maybe you can think of one that's not on the list. Read over the list of these characteristics and give examples of how a specific characteristic was evident or not evident in a church plant or ministry that you may be aware of. Just sort of look at these different characteristics and see if you can think of some that are not mentioned. You know, as a church planter, who should plant churches? You know, you've seen a big list now, but I want to mention to you that you might innately, or you might feel comfortable with some of these characteristics and uncomfortable with others. And you, what I want you to do is not say, I'm not a church planter. Don't feel like you're not a church planter because some of them you need to work on or you don't know very much about. If you're a church planter, you're going to have a desire to grow in these characteristics. And that's what this course is all about, to give you the training to adjust, to see how you can change by God's grace, how you can see the world in a way to plant a church, whether you're bivocational or whether you're vocational. Who should plant a church? Who God calls should plant a church. Are you one of those called people?